Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Welcome to another edition of Out There. Thank you for joining me. I've had some guests on that are sometimes talking about paranormal. I know we kind of had kind of a goofy one with Red Knickers on not too long ago. And then also I've had the vacuum guy who was on not too long ago, David Orrick, an amazing man who was 81 years young or so when I did the interview and has this incredible spirit. And I love talking to people, even though there was nothing paranormal. I think I got somebody with incredible spirit that I met through actually a prior interview. Debbie Bergen is the owner of Now and Zen. It's a store in Escanaba. She owned a restaurant prior to that in the Escanaba area. And she is involved in something called Angel Readings, which I know a little bit about. She's going to talk about that. She's going to tell us a little bit about her life and who she is. How are you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing great, TJ. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
The energy's
good.
Working good.
I know. I love it.
Thanks for coming into the studio and be a guest on Out There. Now, we've been talking a lot off mic about many different experiences. Both of us have had things happen, and you've had some insight. Now, how long, first of all, have you been in like metaphysics or paranormal? How long have you been involved in that?
Oh, my goodness. I'd say probably since I was about in my early teens. In my early teens. That's when things started.
It's happening. But
yeah.
When did you start like helping others and doing things and creating, you know, like this angel workshop and those kind of things?
My most recent, I'd say probably about 3 years ago, okay, that I have really, really, really allowed myself to open up and start recognizing this and say, okay, honoring that I need to work with this.
Now, you're originally from where? What state are you?
Southern California.
So you lived in the land of fruits and nuts.
That's right, the cereal state, land of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
So, and then also, now you're married and you have, yes, a couple of children?
Yeah, my husband and I, we have four children.
Okay.
My husband and I, we've been married for about 13, 14 years now.
Good
so.
For you.
And he's a native, what we call Youper up here. Mm-hmm. It's from the UP.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. You get a native Youper who, you know, he's a hunting man. He's a natural man. He's just incredibly awesome, very down to earth.
How does he feel about your paranormal experiences?
It's been quite an adventure for him, quite a journey, because it's like, okay, here he is, and he meets this crazy Californian, you know, and there we go. And it's so much fun because there's been so many times that he has said to me, well, there's been several times that he said, I'll give you an instance. I was, babe, have you seen blah, blah, blah? I don't know, was some tool in the garage or something, or was that I thought would be in the garage. And I said, no, I haven't. He said, I've been looking for this for 2 weeks. And I said, well, did you look here? You know, so you go through the usual that people are apt to do. And finally I said, oh, well, what am I doing? Duh. I said, okay, hold on. Let me ask Archangel Shamuel, because Shamuel is who we call on to help us find lost
objects. We're going to explain this in just a moment. But go
yes,
ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I just kind of quieted myself, and I asked Archangel Shamuel, where is blah, blah, blah? So then I told my husband, I said, okay, Shamuel is telling me to look between the large doors in the garage. I don't know, some kind of a cabinet, but I'm seeing two big doors open up. He's like, okay, I've already looked everywhere in the garage. So I know he was like, whatever. So I go about my day. I go upstairs. He goes up to the garage. I came downstairs to get ready to go. And it's about 15 minutes later, and he had walked in the house. I said, oh, did you find? I honestly can't remember what it was. And he's like, oh, yeah. Well, great. And where was it? And he says, well, you know, it was crazy because I opened the large garage door. And he said, and on the one side, and he says, I kind of looked over there. And then I thought, oh, and I opened the garage door on your side. And he says, and then all of a sudden, there was the cabinet there. Then he said, and I was like, oh, I don't think I looked in there. And he says, I walked to the door, opened it, poof, there it was right there. And I said, what do we say? We say, thank you, Archangel Shamuel. So it's gotten to the point now, we help him find things all the time now. So.
Does he say thank you to the
archangel? Yes, he does.
He does.
Yes, he does.
So he's become somewhat of perhaps a believer that.
Oh, he has seen so many things have happened that he cannot discount. He's remains a skeptic, which I think is very good to do. We should never take anything just at face value. Right. Always be skeptical. Right. Always ask for validations. And too many things have happened that he has seen that have no explanation in a logical, earthly
scientific
manner.
Right.
Yes, yes. So it's a lot of fun.
So how did you get started with like angel readings? Where did this come from?
That's an interesting question. I'd have customers that would come into the store, and
which store would this be?
Now and Zen. Okay. I have Now and Zen here in Escanaba.
So even when you had Now and Zen,
mm-hmm.
you weren't doing angel readings at
no.
this point?
Okay. Initially, no, I was not.
Okay.
And I had customers who were coming into my store and they were asking for readings. And I'm going to say tarot readings is probably what they were looking for. And I said, well, no. And they'd say, well, are you sure you don't? No, I hadn't, and that was ego in me. I would get things, but I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't share this with people because of the ego. I was like, well, what if people laugh at me? What if it's, you know, I wasn't recognizing and giving honor to this as divine messages that I get. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had, after a few months, I had one gal come in the shop suddenly one day, and she stood in front of me, and she was just sobbing. She'd never come in my store before. And I said, oh my goodness, are you okay? And she's like, please, can you help me? And I'm like, yes, what? And she's like, she had lost her dog, and she didn't know she wanted me to give her a reading. And I said, I don't do this. I haven't done that. And she's like, please, I know you can help me. So I said, all right, well, so I just sat down, you know, I sat there, closed my eyes, offered up a quick prayer, and I said, angels, because I always, you know, I've always just worked with angels.
Right.
And I said, angels, can you help me? And they did. I told her, I said, okay, I'm seeing your dog. I'm seeing him here. I'm seeing da-da-da. You know, I said, I'm not sure if he's crossed over. I see him laying at Archangel Raphael's feet. But I don't really get the sense that he's crossed over, but I kind of do. I said, I'm sorry. I don't know how else to describe this. And I said, oh, they're showing me he's got a towel. Somebody's rubbing him with a towel. Did you used to do this? And he's all happy. He's getting all rubbed with a towel, and he's jumping around and everything. And so she's all, yes, we would rub him with a towel after the shower, and he enjoyed that and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'm getting, and I told her the name of a street in a town. I said, I'm seeing this. And I told her a few other information. And I said, that's all I can do for right now. That's all I got. Well, it was about 2-3 days later, she called me, had her dog. They found him, and she told me the story, which was unbelievable. The dog had, typically they would take him, there was a celebration in a different town that they went to stay at her mother's house. The doggy got away. He got scared, whatever, ran away. The street I named, he was picked up on that street.
Wow.
In a van. And so some people had seen him, picked him up. And then what's amazing is these people, there was another couple that observed this van, and these people get out of this van with this little dog, and all of a sudden they said this dog ran down the pier and literally ran down the pier and jumped right into the lake.
Yeah.
These people were watching, they're like, oh my goodness, they couldn't believe this. They were like, they were stunned. They were like, well, obviously, this dog's trying to get away from these people. They ran over to where this dog was. These people in the van took off, boogied right out of there. So these people that observed this, they're like, oh, my stars. They ran down to the pier here. They had a little boat right there, got in their boat to go get this dog. It was windy. It was choppy. So they went to go get the dog. Getting over there, there was a husband, a wife, and the daughter. And they said they were trying to reach him, and he'd go under the waves, up, under, and he stayed under. And they were like, oh my gosh, where is he? Where is he? So she said, we saw his leash kind of floating on the water, the one end of the leash floating on the water. So my husband knew where to go. She said he dove in, picked up the dog, put it on the boat. He was out. Doggy was gone. Wasn't breathing. So they did CPR on the doggy.
No kidding.
They pushed on him. They rubbed him with the towel.
Ah.
He started coughing, got the water out of his lungs. And then he's like, eh. And then he was okay.
He was all excited.
Now, what's interesting about this, not only, you know, because I saw him being rubbed with a towel, da da da, and yes, he was gone briefly.
For a moment.
Came back, but when this couple told the lady who owned the dog, who had come to me initially, she said, I'm so sorry. She says, we don't know where his collar or leash has gone. We don't know if it fell off in the boat or somewhere. We can't find it. And my client said, she says, but no, he didn't have his collar and leash on. And she's all, yes, she did. Yes, he did, because that's what we saw floating on the water. She says, his collar and leash was sitting here on the counter. That's how he got away, because he didn't have it on.
Amazing.
And that just gives you goosebumps. That was, to me, that was so hugely validating. It was like, when she told me this, I just started crying at that. And I was like, okay, I guess that is my message I need to do.
We're going to talk about angel readings and who are some of the angels that Debbie talks to. And I've heard of this before. I've read a little bit about this, and I'm open to this idea. Can't say I've known a lot of people that have done this, but it does certainly seem a possibility. And when you hear stories like that, maybe it makes you think. And I know a lot of people that have said they've seen angels in their lifetime, maybe briefly at one point in their life, that have come to them in times of stress. So this is a fascinating topic, and we'll continue with more of it. My guest, Debbie Burgeon, she runs a store called Now and Zen. We'll talk about angel readings continuing on Out There.
Out there.
Hey, what's the matter?
What's going on now?
What's the matter, Bigfoot? You got a problem? Oh, Bigfoot has athlete's foot. Oh, no. Desafoot. Here you go. Try some of this, buddy. Oh, don't worry about that, Bigfoot. I won't tell anybody that you exist, okay?
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
You know, I interviewed Bigfoot one time on this show. Although maybe it wasn't the real Bigfoot, I thought.
What size shoes did he wear?
Oh, he's got a big one. That's about a 50. That's a 50 right there. Welcome back to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan, and my guest is Debbie Burgeon, who is, as you can tell, is a very good spirit. She's got a good sense of humor. And obviously, like I've said before, it doesn't take things, not that we're making fun of things, but we don't take it too seriously. I look at life as, it's a joyous adventure.
Yes.
And the creator, however you see the creator, has a good sense of humor.
Absolutely.
Probably laughs a lot at our misadventures.
I have no doubt about that. So.
And we're all serious down here going, oh my goodness, God, help me, God. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. Come on now.
Right. I've got a little sticker on my computer at work that says, people plan and God laughs.
Yeah. So Debbie is my guest today, and I want to see how you, because I just always wonder how people come to what they believe. Mine has always been based on my experiences, and they led me a step further, and I read something, and something happened to me, and it's just taken me down this road, you know, which is a great road. I hope everybody at least tries to explore it. And the same with you. Now, how did you, when you started doing angel readings, describe some of the angels that you talked to, and how did you get to know who these angels were?
I guess I'll start with the archangels that I primarily work with. Well, first, let me even back up a little bit further. It is said that for every blade of grass and every grain of sand, there is an angel to help it in this life. And I do, I absolutely believe that. There's so many different angels in the angelic realm. There's the archangels. We have guardian angels.
Now, what is an archangel?
An archangel is God's, I'm going to say, like God's power player. For example, the patron saint of police officers and fire personnel is Saint Michael, who is Archangel Michael, and he is God's greatest warrior. He carries the sword of fire. If you need help in a situation where you're fearful, you need courage, you really need some powerful protection, some powerful assistance, this is who you call on, Archangel Michael. Now, the angels are there with us anytime we need. They can be anywhere, they can be everywhere at the same time. So some people say, well, I didn't think it was that important. Yeah, it is. It always is. Call on the angels.
What
They're
I
there.
Understand about angels, and I'm very, this is a subject I don't know a whole lot about, but I have read a little bit, and I got this meditation CD that talks about the different angels.
Good.
It was very knowledgeable. I enjoyed it. But they're there to serve, but they're such meek individuals, respectful, they won't serve until you ask.
This is true. This is true, because God gave us all free will. The angels will not step in to our lives unless invited, or unless there's a situation comes up that is of such drastic, it could, you know, it's like a life or death situation that we could be crossed over before our time, before we made this on our contract. And
again,
they
you're
will
probably,
step
you're probably
in.
Using, you're saying words that probably people may not understand on our contract.
Okay, a sacred contract, I mean, and I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I feel that we made a sacred contract with our Creator to be here in this lifetime right now to help learn or to help teach others
and
in
so
our spiritual journey.
If something
journey.
Is about to happen to us and it's not our time to go,
right.
to put it that way, so
right.
maybe a lot of people understand, they will step in.
Yes.
And help us.
Yes.
And you know, I know they, I got to believe they've helped me more than once, because I've been in some situations where I was driving my car like a typical dumb 18-year-old guy
mm-hmm.
and going way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I got through unscathed.
Yes.
Know? And it's like, you look back and you think, how did that happen? There's two incidents.
Yeah.
One incident comes to mind. I used to go to school. I went to broadcasting school in Wausau, Wisconsin. That's where I started my career, basically. And I was had to go to work early in the day to help, you know, pay for things. I would work for 6 hours, and I go to school at night.
Right.
So I'm coming up, and I didn't, you know, I didn't scrape off my windows very good. I'm running late. I'm working at a grocery store that's on the opposite side of town. Wausau's not huge, but it's about,
right.
back then it was maybe 30,000-40,000. So I had to go several miles, maybe 10
yeah.
miles. I'm coming over the top of this hill. There's a light on the bottom of it. A station wagon is parked down at the bottom. I've got these slick tires. It's an old car.
Yeah.
I'm a teenage kid. I don't have much for a vehicle.
Oh, no. Heck no, yeah.
And I hit my brakes, and I go, I'm going to slide right into the back of this. There's no way I can stop, because I'm going downhill. On my right side is a grader. So I can't go. It's a four-lane road. I can't go to the right to get in the next lane. And I can't stop, because I'll slide right into this guy.
Right.
And I'm not worried about myself, but maybe I could hurt this person.
Yes.
And so a moment of clarity hits me. Speed up. Cut the wheel. Go in, get past the grader. Cut the wheel. You'll miss the wagon, and you'll fly over into the right lane and hit your brakes, and you'll stop. That's exactly what happened.
Awesome.
And I missed. I look out the car window, and I see like an inch between me and that station wagon. And I don't know how I didn't hit him. And I slid over to the right, and I stopped, not in the intersection. I was like maybe a foot or so, but not to where anybody could, like cross traffic would hit me. It was almost perfect.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this grader next to me was thinking. This guy probably was freaking out. What is this guy doing?
Yeah.
But to me, it was like a higher force.
Absolutely.
Reached over and said, I'm just going to move your car here and place it over there.
Yeah, it's like they pick it up and place it right there.
For the
and
life
how did
of me,
you feel afterwards? What did what was
being
where you were like?
A 19-year-old guy, I thought, huh, no big deal. And I just kept going.
Yeah,
I got to get to work.
I
got to get to work. It's not till later when we start to realize that we look back on these things that happen. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But to me, that was a cool story, and you have so many of them to share. But how did you find out about these archangels?
Yes.
Through study.
Working with them, they would come to, you know,
Michael. When you say they would come to you.
Well, as I say, I know Michael carries a sword of fire. With each of the archangels, there's a color associated with them, a different.
I've heard about that.
All these different energies associated with them.
So you studied that for quite a while.
I did.
And
yes,
learned
I did.
How to make contact with them.
Yes.
And then you could start feeling them and maybe even vision.
And
see
seeing
vision.
Them, yes. Yes.
So when you say you could see them, you had your eyes open? Or is it in your
no,
mind?
Typically it's within, it's intuitively when I see them. It's kind of like when my eyes are closed, and it's like a lot of times it'll be, I'll see like a movie on the back of my eyelids. This sounds so lame, but that's the only way I know of to describe that.
Right.
Now that's for certain things, but when the angels usually are coming to me and where I need to talk to one of them and I'm calling on them, it'll start off. My eyes are closed, and it'll start off, it'll just be like a little, seems like a little tiny light right at my third eye between my eyes. My eyes are closed, and it's all of a sudden, it just grows huge, and then takes this form, and then there's an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and like I say,
and
this
they have
is
wings
what I,
too, right?
Yes, absolutely. They're enormous.
And is it like, is there light?
They radiate. They really,
is there a
really
certain color,
radiate.
Or their color is different.
Yes, and it's the colors are very subtle. When I say radiate, because it's as if a huge light is shining on them, plus there's light shining from within them outward, if that makes sense.
Right, it makes sense to me. I think we all have...
Yeah, you've seen something like
the higher,
that.
I guess the way I understand it is that the more love you're filled with, the more of God you're filled with, the more light emanates from you. Like
yeah.
Jesus gave off an incredible light.
Oh, yeah.
And the more you're filled with that love, that universal love, that unconditional, that's what I would... Is that somewhat of an accurate description?
That, I think, is... Yes, it is accurate to a point, but really, I'm going to say really more so as far as people in the physical form right now. It's our aura, our auric field. Now, what is an aura? Maybe people aren't quite sure what that is. An aura is an energy field that surrounds all of us, whether you're a tree, a dog.
Does that change with your emotions?
Yes, it does.
And the color
absolutely
will change.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, it
That's
does.
What I've heard.
Yes,
so
it
if,
does.
What would be a good color? If I was full of good energy right now, what color would be a...
Yellow, bright yellow, white, blue, a very, very soft blue is also a wonderful, wonderful color. If somebody is with their aura, has got a lot of reds or oranges, I mean, you know, just think about those colors. Those are high energy colors, but they can be, that can be jagged energy, that can be chaotic energy that's going in. And you probably have experienced this many times, everybody has. You could walk into a room and it's like, ooh, you're like, I'm feeling some, we call it vibes from the 70s. And it's like, I'm feeling a lot of really negative vibes. Well, yeah, there's a
bad
lot of,
vibes.
It's energy. Thank you. Yeah, we would more, people would more like to say bad vibes.
That's bad vibes.
Yeah, yeah, really. Just like, oh, totally not great. So, and that's all those energies from the auras of people there or in that room. Who knows what? Some people just really put out tremendous, tremendous aura energies, whether they're good or bad, negative.
And it's really the way you're feeling at that time. Is that correct?
And what you carry with you, yes.
And what your baggage with you.
Yeah.
But I know when I'm in this state of grace, which is, you know, I think everybody can be there.
Absolutely.
But it's not always easy when you're stressed out. But when you find
that,
and you get into that state, I just know this incredible energy. And when I had Mark and Jen in the studio, like I told you, we started out maybe they were a little leery and didn't know me as well. And by the end of the conversation, I know the vibration, the energy level.
Yes.
And I can feel it right now with you. It just keeps going up.
And that's a good way to put it too, TJ, is the vibration, because that is exactly, in a nutshell, exactly what it is. Thank you for that. As you know, go back into school. What are we? Everything, we're all vibration.
We're all
energy. It's just our atoms, molecules are spinning at different rates.
If you take away the physical body, what's left?
Yeah. The soul is still there.
But the it's a bit of energy, correct?
That's right. Okay. Exactly. And the angels will kind of
they have to lower down.
They have to lower theirs, and I have to raise my energies up so we can meet in the middle.
You know, we're going to talk a little more about that. Boy, you know, we could go on for a long time because we haven't even touched the surface, but we got to take another break.
Okay.
And my guest is Debbie Bergen. She does angel readings, amongst many other things, but that's what we're here to talk about. And so we'll get back to some of that in just a moment on Out There.
Out There. Out There. Out There.
Whenever I happen to swing by this part of the solar system, I like to do my shopping at Aliens R Us. They have the latest clothing, so I can look hip and chic even in your galaxy. Aliens R Us. I like it, Earthling.
It's Out There. Out There. Out There.
My guest is Debbie Bergen. She runs a store that's called Now and Zen. What kind of store is that like? If you could describe that a little bit, Debbie.
I refer to my store as a spiritual center. You could say New Age, you could say metaphysical, and a lot of people tune out at that and get all threatened and freaked out, which there's no reason to be. It's all are welcome, and it's all about the spirit, and it's all about promoting joy and harmony and balance into everybody's lives, into their body, soul, and spirit.
You sell, like, I'm guessing, candles?
Yes, candles, incense, jewelry, gemstones, books, CDs, oracle cards. Home decor. Everything, anything to just make you feel good deep inside.
Anybody that's on an inward journey that's maybe
seeking.
Looking to seek. Okay.
Yes. Very yes. Good. Absolutely. And that's why I love working with the angels too. Angels are so. They're non-threatening.
Yes.
A lot of Christian people, and I'm not being judgmental, a lot of Christian people prefer not to recognize Hindu deities or like Kuan Yin, the Chinese goddess of compassion and mercy. And, you know, they'll look at Buddhists as Buddhism is a philosophy. It's not a religion. So some of them can get really threatened. And I don't mean to pick just on Christians. Lots of different religious or faith beliefs get very threatened by others. We don't need to, you know,
there's
all on the same journey.
There's
and there is truth in everything. Exactly. Exactly. And so the one common thing between all of these beliefs are angels. Mm-hmm. And they're just, angels are kind of our go-between, as it were. I had mentioned Archangel Michael. I also like to work a lot with Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing and also of intuition. You need some healing done, serious healing done, need some help with some intuition or psychic abilities, you call on Archangel Raphael. Archangel Gabrielle, she helps with children. Maybe there's issues with you want a baby, you're having problems with conception, thinking about adoption. That's who we call on as Gabrielle. She'll help us with that. And with anything creative, maybe you're wanting to write a book or paint something and it's like, oh, I've got that block going. Ask her to help and she will.
Gabrielle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What
yes.
about like abundance or is there...
Abundance, remember, you know, abundance comes to us. Abundance doesn't have to be just money.
Right.
And all it is, it's out there for the asking. And that's where you have to go really deep within within yourself, too, and look. And
see, I remember this angel meditation thing, and some of the people you're mentioning.
Okay.
And I could have swore there was one that's like, ask for abundance, and abundance can mean many things.
Right.
But I thought there was one for that, and just about all these different things that are out there.
We could get, there are specifics. Yes, you can really, 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 really get into the specifics with each angel. But honestly, there is not a particular angel that I have prayed to for abundance for myself or for others. Very honestly, I've just asked that I put out to the universe because the universe is going to deliver that. The angels will help take my message out there to the universe. Some people will use candle magic rituals to do this. I put that out to the universe because that's there for us all.
Right.
All we got to do is open the doorways and accept it.
Well, you have many stories that I'm sure you would you could share with us as far as like experiences. I know you were telling me something about your son.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to tell that story.
I would be delighted to share that. One of my sons lives in Wisconsin. He is in his early 20s. He's one of these, he kind of believes and he kind of doesn't, he believes, but whatever. He's kind of that age where it's,
right.
I'm immortal, it's all about me.
Yes.
Anyway, he was involved in a very, very, very serious automobile accident a few months ago. Horribly serious. And it's, I got that call that no parent wants to get. Get the call from the emergency room doctor, your son's been in an automobile accident, you need to get down here as soon as you possibly can. I was like, oh my, what's happened? Well, he's broken his neck, he's completely unconscious, blah, I was like, oh my god. So we jump in the car, phew, down we go. So we get down there. My son was in a car. The details are, he was in a car, he hit a pole, a light pole, a metal pole, and the pole went forward, which the officer who was on the scene told us poles always come back and hit the car, which would have smashed him, killed him right then.
Right.
But this pole went forward. So that's miracle number one. Then he went across this car. My son was then in a seizure. His foot was, when he was seizing, was stomped right on the accelerator. So he's going full boat. He went across 4 or 5 lanes of traffic on Oneida Street in Green Bay at lunch hour.
Mm.
Did not hit another person, car, soul, nothing.
Wow.
All across all those lanes of traffic to the other side and then hit a retaining wall there. So that was the second impact. And that's where the vehicle stopped. They got him into the hospital. He had a broken neck at C7, I believe, is where that fracture was. He had a severe lung injury. He was bleeding in the lung. His eye was the size of my fist, you know, a huge contusion there and hematoma in there. And they all said when we got to see him, I mean, he's intubated. He's machines are breathing for him, sucking the blood out of his lungs. He's, you know, he's out of it. He moaned at one point when in ICU, and he's, like I say, still unconscious. And he moaned and kind of moved in his arms and his legs, all moved. And I was like, oh, thank you, God. And let me back up, from the very second I got that phone call, I immediately started praying. Just prayed constantly. Called in all the angels. I called in Jesus. I called in Blessed Mother Mary. I called in everybody that I could. Please, please, please help him. And it was miracle after miracle after miracle with the pole not hitting any other cars. They didn't know what was going to happen. The next morning, we got there less than 24 hours after that accident. They had extubated him. He was awake. He was conscious. He was moving. He was coherent. The officer who was the first to respond on the scene, he called and stopped into the ICU every single day to check on Justin, well, my son, because he didn't expect anybody to live through something like this. He said it was such a horrific accident. I couldn't believe that somebody lived through this. And now that he's conscious and he's coherent and he can move all of his limbs, he was flabbergasted. And then my son's neurologist in the ICU, he said to me, he says, I'm going to tell you right now, when I stand next to your son, I know I'm standing next to a miracle. And I said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And that's called in everybody that I possibly could. Was it just me? No, because he was placed on a lot of other prayer lists immediately. And, you know, why did he come through this? Why was he not taken? Well, obviously, he still has a job to do in this lifetime.
It wasn't his time.
Plus, also, this really gave him his huge cosmic kick in the behind that there is a greater power. It's not all about him.
Well, not only that, but I listen to your story and I listen to all these people that were affected by it. And I always think there's a greater wake-up call for everybody that's involved.
Yes.
And not only did this serve him,
yes,
but I can only imagine how many unknown,
thank you,
people that were out there that were close to this, whether it's the, you know, the doctors, the nurses, the officers,
friends, family,
people that were witnesses to this event. And anytime I see something drastic happen or lose somebody, you know, a passing, I don't see it as a sad thing. I mean, it is at the time. I always know they're going to go to a better place, but it's such a huge wake up call because it's like it's such a great chance to be humbled and to learn. Love at such a high level. You know, we just forget all our differences.
Right.
And we let go of all these little things that hang on to
us.
And we just start loving, I think, is the way we're intended to, you know?
Thank you. That's a perfect, absolutely perfect way to put
it. Boy, you sure are saying some nice things to me.
So
I'm just shooting from my backside, so who knows? But that's really nice to talk to you, Debbie. But that's an amazing story. And you know, Debbie has so many of these, and we definitely got to do this again soon. She does angel readings, but she also does
Reiki
as well. She started doing that, and that's an energy transference of some sort. And
it's
kind of like it creates a more harmonic body. A harmonic body is that the energy. Let's say I have a lot of issues, and you're going to help remove some of that negative energy.
What Reiki really is? Reiki is a set of skills that I was given to help the human body process its own healing powers.
So if
that
helps
makes
us.
Sense. It's a universal life energy, chi, the
kinda
transference
like the chi.
Of chi.
Kind of like what the Chinese are.
Right, and it's a hands-on healing, and basically, to me, a beautiful way of putting it is I am merely the flute through which the universal healing is being played.
Right. The energy is coming through.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that perhaps next time. And again, more about the angels, because I think it's fascinating. And it really is a pleasure meeting you.
Awesome. Thank you, TJ. I would love to come
back. We will do this again, I promise. Unless they yank me off the air, but they can't. It's a podcast. I would hope not. You've been listening to Out There. I'm your host, TJ Ryan. My guest, Debbie Virgin. Now in Zen, check out her store. She said that people have just walked in the store and they started feeling good. And it's a good energy.
And I have a website at nowandzenonline.com.
Nowandzenonline.com if you want to find out more about the angel readings. And could somebody just get a hold of you if they want a reading?
Absolutely. That's, you can reach me by telephone, through email, my website. Come into the shop. Where all the details are on the website, too.
You just seem like a very spirited person, and it's a very great pleasure to have you come in today.
Thank you. It's been a delight.
And I have to thank Mark and Jen, because they were the ones that,
you know,
they led me in your direction. So you just, everything's a connection.
Yes, absolutely.
It takes us
absolutely.
One step further towards the truth, perhaps.
That's right.
Hope you enjoyed the show, and join us again soon on Out There.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.